player, and one has nothing to do with the other. But a player was shot and killed in this off season, and you know Will was caught on a wiretap, suggesting that, hey, if this is what we got to do to get this player, then this is what we'll do to get this player. If you were arguing in favor of Will, you would say, hey, listen, they never got a commitment from the kid. So he may have just been talking, but they never went through with anything. That's what I would say if I were Will, because they did not get a commitment from him. The kid ultimately committed to Florida State. But there's no question, and I say this as somebody who's – I've known Will since he was like an administrative guy at Clemson on Oliver Purnell's staff when Shaka Smart was an assistant and Will Wade was just somebody there. I like Will. I'm friendly with Will. But when you get the job at LSU, which is in, again, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and you immediately go into Connecticut and get Tremont Waters, top 100 player, it raises some eyebrows. And then when you go into New Jersey the next year and get Naz Reid, top 20 player, it raises some eyebrows. And it had already been reported by, I believe, Pete Thamel, that the NCAA was looking into, you know, LSU's recruiting tactics, I think is the way it was phrased. And then you combine that with you're on a wiretap telling Christian Dawkins, like, if this is what we got to – I can get this done for you. We just got to –
let me shut the door, he says first. First he says, let me shut the door, which isn't a great look, right?
Right. It paints a not great picture, you know, and I think Will knows that. And he's still the coach at LSU, and there is no smoking gun, but it has certainly raised the it's raised the scrutiny on what kind of program he might be running there. And I know if he were listening right now, he would not want to hear me say that, but I think he would also know it's the truth. People were already raising their eyebrows at going into Connecticut and getting Tremont Waters, going into New Jersey and getting Naz Reid, and now you're on a wiretap talking to Christian Dawkins, strongly suggesting you'll, let's just say, keep it simple, violate NCAA rules to secure a commitment from a 2019 big. It looks a certain way. There's no denying that. That said, LSU fans now will be exactly like Memphis fans were in 2007. And they don't care. Like, they've got an awesome basketball team and they're fired up. And you'll see that tonight.
Thanks, GP. I'll talk to you fast.
All right, bye.
That is Gary Parrish. Come back. Chris Harrington will join the show. We'll talk to Chris. And after that, NFL big facts. Jeff Crockett Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
It's the Ram Black Friday sales event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season only at the Ram Black Friday sales event. Now get $6,800 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. No trading required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12/3/18.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Do you own or have you considered owning office, retail, warehouse properties or apartments? If you answered yes, then I want to tell you about a unique chance to get more information on commercial real estate. This is Eric Hasseltine with the Memphis Grizzlies. On Thursday, November 29th in the Great Hall in Germantown, Albright Investments will host a seminar dedicated to commercial real estate ownership. Former Memphis Tiger John Albright has been in the commercial real estate business for over 30 years and has been involved in millions of dollars of commercial real estate transactions. Get your seat now by calling 901-758-2424 or visit AlbrightInvestments.com.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog like I have long drawn out conversations with him, and I think he understands me.
Again, not really needed, but knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works too.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
It's football season and the kids are in school. Winter season is just around the corner. Now's the time to start getting ready for colder weather. Why? Gibson Propane is offering fall savings with prices that make it easy. Sign up with Gibson Propane and fill your tank today to take advantage of this hot propane deal. Gibson Propane delivers the safest and most reliable service, including forklifts, dispensers, and temp heat for construction. Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Call Gibson Propane today at 901-363-0101 or 1-800-AmeriGas.
Learning how to kayak in a bay off the Oregon coast and almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercuts stylists pay attention to every detail so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready.
Check out our newest location at 5224 Airline Road in Arlington or log on to supercuts.com to find a location near you.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Many health conditions, such as rheumatoid arthritis, are connected to gum disease in your mouth. Good thing their signs could be detected in a routine dental exam covered by a Delta Dental of Tennessee plan. Visit coveryourmouth.com.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Cotkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN. 41. They announced it in the live.
Chris Harrington, of course, writes for the Daily Memphian. You can read all of his work over at dailymemphian.com. He joins us each and every day at roughly 10 o'clock. We're late getting to him. Let's do it now.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what are you listening to?
That is The Sands of Iwo Jima by the Drive-By Truckers. Songwriter Patterson Hood, remembering time he spent with a great uncle who had served in World War II. That is my belated Veterans Day song since I forgot about radio yesterday. It didn't give you a song.
Of course, Chris has written about, Chris has written about Elvis Presley getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom over the DailyMemphian.com. We'll discuss that in a little bit. But first, I wanted to start with the Grizzlies last night. Of course, the Grizzlies lose their first home game to the Jazz. What did you make of at first? There's been some criticism about really the rotation not involving Jaren Jackson at the end. Did you have any problem with that?
Well, first, I think clearly the key to the game was my absence.
Yes, there's no question. You're undefeated at home.
The Grizzlies are undefeated at home in games that I attend. So I had a conflict last night. Don Wade covered for the Daily Memphian, and without my presence there at courtside, raising the stakes, the teams clearly took their foot off the gas a little bit. And for that, I apologize to everyone. But to address your question, I assume I'm going to do a mailbag again this week. I didn't do one last week, so I did my 10 takes after 10 games column. So I assume I'll get a mailbag question on this, and I'll get into it there. And if not, I'll just get into it on my own. But I feel like people overreacted to that last night. This is not some new thing. I mean, that Denver game, Jackson played quite a bit in the fourth quarter, but it wasn't constant. And I just don't think it's surprising that his usage late in close games this early in his career is going to be a reluctance from the coaching staff. When you have a 19-year-old rookie who's foul prone, right? Like I always said, they closed the game with Conley, Mack, Temple, Anderson, Gasol.
Correct.
I mean, that's sort of been a closing lineup, but they can get away with it. Those are the five guys that the coach is going to have sort of the most trust in right now. And so I didn't find it particularly surprising that that happened, and I'm not particularly critical of it either. I think over time you'll see Jaren Jackson closing close games more. But, I know he had, the stat line, he had the first double-double in the five blocks, but he looked like he would have a great game. The team certainly, was not necessarily doing great with him on the floor. They weren't doing great with anyone on the floor. But it wasn't crystal clear to me that he needed to be out there, or that him being out there rather than, Kyle Anderson or Shelvin Mack or whoever would have changed the outcome of that game. And so, to me, it's not a big deal at this point.
To me, I felt like, not to get too simple, but I told Jeff this. I just feel like if they shoot 4 for 24 from three, they're just not going to win many basketball games.
Well, that was the key to the game to me. If you pick one thing out of that game, it was the Grizzlies' three-point shooting. I think absolutely is the case. I want to say Gasol, Mack, and Temple shot, 0 for 11 combined.
Yes, that's correct.
If they shoot 3 for 11, 4 for 11, which is, a more standard and even really sort of slightly subpar performance, then, the Grizzlies probably win that game. I think, obviously, Utah's defense had a lot to do with that. I think Utah, at the end of the year, will be one of the best defenses in the NBA. And I think that's a team that's a lot better than their record, despite the Grizzlies' two wins in Salt Lake City. I still think the Jazz may end up being the 2 seed in the West. So I think Utah had a lot to do with that outcome. But I think the Grizzlies shooting was the biggest factor in that game, I do.
Yeah, because even as you point out, even with the Jazz's defense, 4 of 24 is still significantly below average. And at the end of the day, they did hold the Jazz to under 96 points. I understand pace matters, but, they still held another opponent under 100 points. They just didn't make anything.
Yes. No. And they weren't going to go 41-0 at home, right?
Sure.
And so, losing by 8 points to a good Jazz team, in a game that still could have gone either way in the fourth quarter is, it's not that big of a deal. Of course, now you're going to be at Milwaukee. Sacramento's coming to town. They're playing really well of late. I think if you're the Grizzlies, once you got to 7-4, after that win over Philly.
Sure.
I think your goal at that point was to stay above water, to see if you can stay above 500 going forward, which I don't think will be easy to do necessarily. But I think, once you get a three-game cushion, I think that should be the goal. And so you lose that game against Utah, but now you have at Milwaukee, you have home sack. As long as you split those two, you know, you keep your head above water.
What did you make of the news that Dylan Brooks is going to be out at least 6 to 8 weeks? You know, I mean, almost 2 months without Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, I'm going to write about that today. I'll probably post something later this afternoon after the Grizzlies' availability in the early afternoon. See, I'll get down there and see if there's anything to add to it from what they say. But I think I was not surprised. I said on the show yesterday, you know, this time that I thought it would, his absence would be in weeks, not days or months. And the reason I said that is because my sense I got talking to people was that it was a serious injury, but not a serious injury that required surgery. Right.
Yes.
And that is the case. Now, if it that 6 to 8 weeks came up a little bit more than I thought it would, and so if it hits the 8 week mark, maybe that is months, right?
Yes.
But I think it's sort of more of those mid grade kind of injuries, kind of like the Jamichael Green thing, you know, where you're out, you know, a good amount of time, but it's not like a season altering necessarily kind of thing. I think this one's a bigger deal for the Grizzlies than any of the other injuries they've had, even though, you know, Dylan Brooks has been coming off the bench all year and, you know, Jermaine Green and even Chandler Parsons were starters on opening night. I think this is a bigger deal for them. And I'll get into those reasons in more detail later today, but I think it's partly about the accumulation of injury, right? Like they have such good depth that they could withstand one injury, two sure. injury. Once you start getting to three, to four, to you know, that really, you know, it's sort of like an exponential sort of impact on you as you go deeper into it. You saw that last night when we played eight, when they've been playing 10 or 11 most of the season. But the other thing that I think is going to be interesting about it is, even though they have a big starting lineup, you saw Jaren Jackson, Kyle Anderson, that's a really big front line. Over the course of the game, they've been playing smaller and smaller, right?
Yes.
You closing games with Kyle Anderson at the four. They've been playing a lot of lineups with, you know, Von Brooks at four with three wings on the floor between, you know, 2 point guards, etc.
And Mack and Conley on the floor at the same time. Those are not two big guards.
They've generally been scaling down over the course of the game. Well, now you have a situation where when Dylan Brooks goes out and then 2 weeks Jamichael Green comes in, your roster tilts pretty heavily in the other direction. And it's away from the direction that you've been having success. And so I think that's going to be an interesting challenge for Jamie Bickerstaff, because they've been successful scaling down, but the talent he's going to have at his disposal is going to suggest playing bigger. And it'll be interesting to see how he handles that.
Talking, of course, with Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian. Chris has written about Elvis Presley getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. We'll discuss that momentarily. We want to get a couple other thoughts from Chris on the Grizzlies and the NBA. As you mentioned, the Grizzlies go to Milwaukee tomorrow night, and on Friday night they host Sacramento before going briefly on Sunday to Minnesota and then coming back against Dallas. When you look at that stretch, and then, of course, they go to San Antonio right after that, when you look at that four-game stretch, during that four-game stretch is a number that you sit there and go, okay, this team is still probably a little ahead of schedule?
Oh, I think you need to go 2-2. You know, you split those, and then I think you feel good about it. But if you really want to be a playoff team in the West, at some point you have to bend the curve. You have to play above expectation, and that is a stretch where I think, you know, you really want to try to go 3-1 in that. You know, win home against Sac, win home against Dallas, and split at Milwaukee at Minnesota. I think if you're going to be a playoff team, that's the kind of stretch where you want to go 3-1.
I wanted to ask you this. We see yesterday that the deal for Jimmy Butler does get announced between the Sixers and Minnesota. My first reaction when I saw the news break on Saturday was, that's it. Am I misguided my initial reaction was I was surprised what the return was for Jimmy Butler. I know you've consistently said, hey, whatever you think the return's going to be in an NBA trade, always knock it down. But it seemed to me like they had some other offers on the table that were probably better. But, again, I understand that could be one-sided reporting. But I was just a little surprised.
Well, the question was always, you know, what kind of trade did they want to make? Did they want to make a long-term trade or a short-term trade? And the fear, and maybe some people in Minnesota would want this, but my fear was, you know, that's a team – that's a franchise that had been out of the playoffs for, I don't know, 12, 13 years, whatever it was, until last season. And you finally get back in the playoffs. You really don't want to slip out again. And you have a head coach slash GM who just is all about tomorrow and Tom Thibodeau, not about long range, but about tomorrow's game. And so the question was, were you going to make a kind of trade that was built around, you know, the idea that Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins will take you 3 years? Or are we going to make the kind of trade that would help you stay competitive right now? And I always thought that they should do the former, but they would do the latter. And that's why I thought the Miami thing was going to happen, you know, for the longest time, because Miami was set up to send them a couple good role players, right? It could have been Justice Winslow, yes, and Josh Richardson or James Johnson and Rodney McGruder or whatever. They were, sure, sending them two guys who were going to be in the middle of their rotation. And that's basically what they did, but they did it with Philly, right? Covington and Dario Saric are really good, but they are third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh guys. They're guys in that, you know, middle of your rotation. They're not your stars, and they're not spot minute guys. They're good, solid rotation players. That's all they are, is good, solid rotation players. And so I think that trade, you know, should hopefully make Minnesota, from their standpoint, better the rest of the season, just because they were in such a funk. But I don't think, even if it stabilizes them, they were, what, 4-9, I think, when they made the trade, 4-8.
I believe that's correct.
I don't think they get back to 500. I think they dug too big of a hole, and that trade moves the needle too little for them, even if it cleans up the dysfunction that they had.
So with Minnesota being one of the teams that was projected earlier to finish ahead of the Grizzlies, now you're starting to look at teams like the Clippers being still in front of them. In terms of teams that you've seen, you know, now that we're, you know, 11, 12, some guys, I think some teams 13, 14 games into the season, who are some of the teams that you do think that the Grizzlies could match up with and could pass?
Well, I'm surprised that the Clippers are 8-5. They beat Golden State last night.
Yes.
I am surprised how good the Clippers have been. There are some people who saw that coming. I am still skeptical of that. A lot of that's been built on Danilo Gallinari being good, and he's just not going to stay healthy.
Sure.
So I'm assuming the Clippers are going to come back down. Kings also had a good win last night. I think they're for real to a degree, but I don't think they're a playoff team. I think the Spurs are kind of vulnerable. They're 7-5 right now. Same record as the Grizzlies. They have a slightly lower point differential than the Grizzlies. I think that's a team that the Grizzlies could be better than, and probably needs to be better than, to make the playoffs, because I think Utah is going to come up.
Yeah.
I think Houston, one way or another, is going to come up. And then the Lakers and the Pelicans are sort of wild cards, depending on the health of Anthony Davis, the Pelicans, and what trades or moves the Lakers can make. You know, as promising as the Grizzlies' start has been, if I were predicting today, I would bump their record up by a few games maybe, but I would not predict them to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't think we're at that stage anywhere close to it yet.
Yeah, I was asked yesterday by a friend, and I felt like, I do feel like this team could win 40 games, but it was really difficult for me to see them getting much above that.
Right. You feel like you're going to have to get probably to 45 to feel good about it.
Yeah.
Like maybe 43, 44 gets you in, but there's enough talent there in the West that you probably need to get to 45, and even that's not going to guarantee a playoff spot.
Of course, the Grizzlies will take on the Bucks. We'll discuss that tomorrow with Chris again. Grizzlies and Bucks on Wednesday night. And then, Chris, over at the Daily Memphian, you have written about Elvis Presley receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I like how you started the column, because it was the first question that I had when I saw the news. Why now?
Yeah, it's sort of odd. I mean, it's sort of odd that it hadn't happened before. I think once I look back over the history of that award or that medal, there are plenty of posthumous recipients, but it's still fairly rare. So I think there's probably been a reluctance to, you know, sort of like giving them to people when they're living. But it brings up some odd stuff. Like, nothing against, like, Gloria Estefan or James Taylor,
sure,
but, like, how are they Medal of Freedom recipients and, like, Elvis Presley and James Brown and Johnny Cash aren't, right?
Right,
like,
that's not a fair question.
Representative of the history of American culture. What I thought was interesting, you know, I got asked by my editors to write something about it, so I sat down to try to come up with something to say, some ideas. And what I found interesting, and what I ended up writing about sort of midway through, was Elvis now has this particular connection to three American presidents. You know, we associate him with Nixon, because, yep, you know, he, the famous, when he went to the White House to, yep, visit Nixon, he got the badge from the narcotics agency, and there's that photos, even a movie called Elvis and Nixon. So Elvis and Nixon is a whole thing in the culture. And there's Bill Clinton. There's a whole Elvis and Bill Clinton thing in the culture. The 1992 election was the same time as the Elvis stamp vote.
Yep.
It was these two parallel votes. You know, Clinton was the white Southerner who grew up an Elvis fan. He played Heartbreak Hotel and the Arsenio Hall show. And it was just a whole Elvis thing throughout the Clinton years. And now, suddenly, it's Trump who's given him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And not to get too political, but, like, you know, Nixon, like, was driven out of office because of scandal. Clinton is one of only two presidents in American history who was actually impeached by the House of Representatives. And Trump's got, like, a lot of, like, investigations that he's dealing with right now. And so I think it's sort of funny that Elvis is associated with, like, the three probably most embattled presidents of, you know, in modern American history.
Yes, I think that's fair. I mean, I guess Andrew Johnson, but there's no way that Elvis could have been connected with him. And as you mentioned, like, modern history, I guess you could maybe make the argument, well, both Tennesseans. So now we found a way to get all four of the embattled presidents with him.
Right.
Chris, we always appreciate the time, my man. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Trevor.
He is Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian. Again, Grizzlies and Bucks tomorrow night. I'll be hosting the Eric Hasseltine Show. Of course, we'll discuss the Utah game with Eric. We'll also discuss what he thinks about the upcoming quick road trip up to Milwaukee. When we come back, though, it's my favorite time of the week. Let's do some NFL big facts when we come back right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Honey, why is the kitchen full of garden gnomes?
I turned it into a workshop like Santa's. They're my elves.
No, they're gnomes. Besides, the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send packages and cards.
Not elves like Bingo here.
Bingo's not an elf. He's a gnome.
Bingo can hear you.
From free box delivery to holiday stamps, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the informed delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has a huge selection of tools that pros turn to every day for every job. And with early access to Pro Black Friday deals, right now you can get up to 40% off select tools from DeWalt, Bosch, Hitachi, and more. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online, and your order will be ready for pickup in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 11/18. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
You want to have a delicious, exquisitely prepared Thanksgiving dinner that you and your family will remember well after the day is done? Go to Bounty on Broad. That's right. Chef Russell Casey would like everyone to know that Bounty on Broad will be open Thanksgiving Day. So forget shopping and then working over the stove all day and then doing all those stacked up dishes. Spend all that time with your family instead. Bounty will be serving a special Thanksgiving menu in their beautiful restaurant with their legendary farm-to-table touch. In addition to that, Bounty is partnering with the Family Safety Center, an organization that's dedicated to removing individuals from domestic violence situations. Bounty on Broad will be providing survivors a special family meal Thanksgiving morning, and then we'll be collecting donations for the nonprofit the remainder of the day. That's the kind of generous, public-spirited place that the restaurant is. Bounty is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today to make a reservation at 901-410-8131. This Thanksgiving, do something unforgettable for your family and for other families, too.
So it's Jeff Calkins here for Cooper Systems. For the longest time, my former employer wouldn't let me do endorsements, so I couldn't tell you that I'm a Cooper Systems customer myself. True story. When my laptop got all tangled up with viruses, I went to Cooper Systems. When I needed a reasonably priced laptop for my sons, Cooper Systems. And why not? For more than 30 years, Cooper Systems has been serving the computer needs of Memphians. Got networking challenges? Cooper Systems can plan, design, install, and maintain your network. Need help with data recovery? Cooper Systems experts can handle that. Crack screen? No problem. Oh, and if you're in the market to buy a computer, Cooper Systems prices are typically half the price of big box stores. They've got big name brands like Apple, Dell, Hewlett Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, and more. And if you're a gamer or know someone who is, like my sons, Cooper is the best in the city at building and customizing a complete gaming system to fit your needs within your budget. So call Lee and Lauren Cooper at 360-9679. That's 360-9679. Or just stop in and visit them in the Mount Moriah Office Park.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out.
When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
JJ Hottail here for Direct Auto and Life Insurance. You wouldn't go to the beach without sunscreen.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
So why go driving without auto insurance? Maybe you think because you have a lapse in coverage, you can't get a great rate. Well, put your sunscreen on and head over to Direct Auto to speak with a friendly local agent near you. Don't go without. Go with Direct. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Premium pay plans vary. Costs may vary based on how you buy it.
Hello, Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. There's always a new culinary experience at Fleming's Steakhouse in Memphis. In the mood for surf and turf? Join us every Monday for an enticing 3-course menu that includes our buttery filet mignon and sweet cold water lobster starting at $55. Want an impressive dinner for two? Try Tomahawk Tuesday, a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye with two salads, two side items, and two desserts for only $120. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com or call 901-761-6200 to make your reservation today.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Hey, welcome you back to the Jeff Calkins Show. Jeff now joins us back from the road. Jeff, you ready to fire up some big facts?
I'm ready for big facts, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the week. I absolutely love doing this. Jeff, let's start first here with Dez Bryant is now officially out for the season after tearing his Achilles. Hashtag big facts.
Yeah, I guess the question there is whether, you know, Dez played it wrong, right?
Correct.
He bet on himself. He took this prove-it deal, which would have seemed like a sensible deal with New Orleans, right? Where Drew Brees is going to be dealing the football. And yet now you wonder, you know, if that, and I guess, I mean, the point you and I have talked about off the air is whether there was a multi-year deal available. So
correct.
It's not necessarily that he played it wrong. He may have had no other way to play it. Is that your sense?
Yes. To me, I just feel like if he had a multi-year deal on the table, I think at this point in his career, he was going to take it. I mean, because it's not like it's also,
of course, on the numbers, but yeah,
it's also not like he wasn't visiting. You know, I mean, you saw how many workouts he kept having, how many meetings he was taking. I'm just not convinced.
It's amazing how fast he fell off the cliff.
It really is.
Or whatever. I mean, Calvin Benjamin is a horrible receiver right now, right? And he still has a gig.
Yeah, biscuit away.
Bill gave him a third round pick for him last year, and yet Dez couldn't get a deal, and obviously now, I mean, that's a rough injury given the timing. But yeah, I don't think it hurts the Saints too much. Honestly, it was certainly I thought it was a worthy risk given their locker room, and we will not see Dez this year. What's next?
Yes, and then one other note on that. Of course, the Saints yesterday also signed Brandon Marshall to account for the loss. All right, our second big fact of this Tuesday, Jeff. The Eagles were booed at home on Sunday Night Football. Hashtag big fact.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? So, obviously, I think you can make an argument that the performance deserves booing. But I don't know if you remember this. They won the Super Bowl last year.
Wait, did they?
Yeah, no, they did. They won the Super Bowl last year. They beat the evil empire, the New England Patriots. And so the question is, does winning a championship 1 year insulate you 100% from boos the following, should it, from boos the following year? Or is it does speak to the lack of patience of sports. I mean, I just can't quite believe it. In other words, because none of my teams have ever won a championship, I just assume that when they do, I assume they won't win a championship, but if they do, I'll assume my life will be complete and I won't feel like I'll ever feel the need to boo again. I've never really been a big booer anyway, but shouldn't it buy you dispensation for at least 1 year of boo-free football, even if you play boo-deserving football?
In my mind, yes. I mean, the perfect example I can think of is the Kansas City Royals. So the Kansas City Royals put everything into that one run that they had. They lose a World Series and they win a World Series, and now they're arguably one of the worst baseball teams in Major League Baseball. But if you notice, like, Royals fans don't really care. Like, they all pretty much unanimously agree, like, worth it. Like, to me, like, isn't that, like, it's...
Maybe that's, of course, there is a difference between the very nice people of Kansas City and the very nasty Philly. People of Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
I think maybe that's what it comes down to. But, I mean, I agree completely. I think if you win a championship for you should go at least, I mean, take the Patriots, for example. Let's say, and we're going to get to this in a minute, I believe, let's say Tom Brady starts to stink. Right?
Okay.
Like, really bad. Like, let's say he's A. Peterman bad.
Okay.
From now on. That would be so great, by the way. But let's just pretend. Is there any circumstance under which you'd ever boo Tom Brady?
I mean,
let's say he goes three straight pick sixes. Could he ever be booed in New England?
Oh, yeah. He could. I mean, you know what I mean?
No, but he shouldn't be. He should never be booed. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. You could not. I don't actually think he would be.
I think
if Tom Brady threw three straight pick sixes, he would not be booed.
I could see New England turning.
No, you can't. No.
They're
no,
spoiled.
Not, you can't.
Their expectations are so high. Like, their expectations are that they're just the best.
How about Alabama? Alabama comes back, and next year things go horribly wrong.
Okay.
Tua decides to whatever, I don't know. Like, and Alabama ends up winning eight games, and Alabama ends up getting blown out at home by someone. Alabama boos?
I think they do. I think the expectation's so high.
What's wrong with people? That's just stupid.
I think it becomes a situation.
Can't boo. You can't. No. When someone has given you that much joy, you can't then boo them. It's ridiculous. No, you can't boo them. You can feel, really tough that Tom Brady's going out this way. But you cannot, at that point, boo them. You have to have some memory of what they have accomplished in life and not boo them. And so I'm anti-booing the Eagles. I don't really understand the Eagles, honestly. Like, I don't understand the NFL. It's amazing how unpredictable it is. But, like, I thought the Eagles were going to be awesome this year.
Yeah, I think it really does speak to the whole championship hangover thing. Because even think back to the Patriots' first championship. They missed the playoffs the next year. Now, they did go on a historic run after that, but I do think there is something.
Did they miss the playoffs the next year with Tom Brady, or was that the year with Matt Castle?
No, that was with Tom Brady. Matt Castle wasn't until 2008.
Sure.
All right. So speaking of offenses that have been,
I'm anti-bullying. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous in that circumstance. If you've won a championship, you get at least 1 year where you cannot be booed as a franchise. Go ahead.
All right, speaking of offenses that have been booed at home, Eli Manning had his 36th career game-winning drive. Only Ben Roethlisberger and Drew Brees have had more since 2004. Hashtag big fact.
What's interesting there, of course, is that Tom Brady's not on that list.
Yep.
And maybe it's because
they're always ahead.
What?
They're always ahead.
It could be that they're literally they're always ahead. You don't need a game winning drive when you're ahead. The only time you need them is in the playoffs, right? When teams are, I mean, if you're playing the Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins all the time, who the hell needs a game winning drive, right? It's
exactly.
Ridiculous. So, but I was glad to see that for Eli. I'm to the point of the season where I'm now looking at the bottom of the standings, and that was a game last night. And if I were San Francisco, I'd want a San Francisco fan, I'd want to lose. And if I were a Giants fan, I'd want to lose. Having said that, I felt good for Eli. And right now, if you look at the bottom, it appears that the Raiders pretty much have this baby on lock, the number one pick. I mean,
they have so aggressively tanked. And what? So what's the right now? What would be the draft order right now?
So the draft order right now would be, of course, the Raiders would be first, and then the Cardinals, the Giants, and the Cardinals, the Giants, and then the 49ers would all kind of have to sort it out because they all have two.
They all have two.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. And then it's a weird situation. The Giants have beaten the 49ers, but then the Cardinals have beaten the 49ers twice. It would come down to tiebreakers.
Right. So you got those three. And then there's a whole bunch of teams with
three losses.
What do the Browns have?
So the Browns, they now have
two wins and a tie or three wins and a tie?
I believe the Browns have three wins and a tie. Pulling it up now. Because I was doing it for
memory.
Yeah, the Browns are 3-6 and one.
Yeah, and there's a bunch that have three wins. So, I don't know. As a Giants fan, were you happy with the win, or were you displeased with the win?
I was happy because I had kind of resigned myself that the Giants can't pass the Raiders for the number one pick. And John Martin sent me a text last night saying thank you. So I'd kind of accepted the fact that the best the Giants can do is the number two pick. And so last night, I'm just watching on Twitter. I hate when the Giants play on national TV, because apparently Eli Manning is the only quarterback in the NFL currently that has ever missed passes. And last night, right, the takes are just like, there were people that were implying that that Eli threw this bad underthrow to Saquon Barkley on a wheel route. And it's like, he was clearly throwing it behind, telling Barkley to stop. Like, it's just the takes are driving me insane. And
right,
I'm not saying Eli is a great quarterback right now, but it's a really bad football team. And so bad football teams make bad plays. Like, the fact that it's just everyone's, and it's now like somehow become an indictment on his entire career. You know, last night you had the Hall of Fame discussion. I'm just like, I'm just so sick of this.
Right. All right, next.
All right, next. This is my favorite big fact of the week, Jeff. Offensive lineman Deion Dawkins caught a touchdown pass on Sunday for the Bills. He is now tied for the team lead in receiving touchdowns.
Yeah, that is quite the indictment. Tied, probably multiple players have won. Yeah, the Bills have a hideous offense. I think that's true. Although they also cut Nate Peterman. So, you know what I'm looking forward to? I hope. Here's my prediction.
All right.
My prediction is that Nathan Peterman will never have another NFL job.
I think that's fair. I don't see how he gets another one.
Just because of the stench that's connected with him, or the comedy, or whatever. Like, I'm not sure he's bad. He could be on someone's practice squad, right? Whatever. There would be nothing disgraceful about having him as your. But why do it? Like, I would love it if Nate Peterman, I'm not saying he's ever going to turn into a quality starter or even a quality backup. I would love it if Nate Peterman had a moment, you know, where he actually came in and won a game for someone whatever.
Sure.
Just a moment where he can tell his kids, you know, it's like Scott Shear once upon a time,
yep,
the Rip Shear's son.
East Carolina
game. He wasn't at all the joke that Nate Peterman was. He was a perfectly, he was a undersized walk-on quarterback who played in Memphis because he loved his dad. He could have gone to play at Ivy League schools, et cetera, and totally cool story that he did. And when he played, I'm not saying he was bad the other times, but he always had that East Carolina game. And which was unbelievably great and emotional. And it would be kind of nice that Nate Peterman has been let go if he had a moment. Because I don't want people to... I don't need him to be a punchline for forever. Seems like a perfectly decent guy. It was not his fault that the Bills made a complete hash of the quarterback situation. But former Tennessee and Pitt quarterback Nate Peterman is now available. Who knows? Maybe he'll be playing in the... Maybe he'll be playing in the Liberty Bowl this spring. Catch on with one of those teams. What's next?
I hate to do this to you. It's our weekly Patrick Mahomes update. Pat Mahomes set the Chiefs' single-season record with 31 touchdown passes when he threw two touchdowns against the Cardinals on Sunday. He has six games left in the season to extend his own record. Hashtag big fat.
Do you think any of Patrick Mahomes' success, how much of it is due to Andy Reid? In other words, if Patrick Mahomes had ended up in, you know, you name the team.
Yep.
With the Giants, right?
Yep.
With whatever. Would he be Patrick Mahomes?
I don't think so. I think Andy Reid, I've always long thought that Andy Reid's one of the best offensive minds in football. Like, you look at what he has done historically, like, his teams always kind of exceed expectations. He never has bad teams. And now you're seeing what Andy Reid can do with a really good quarterback. But if Patrick Mahomes were playing for the Jets right now, I don't think we'd be talking about Patrick Mahomes, the MVP of the league.
Okay. You wouldn't be talking about Patrick Mahomes as the MVP of the league. I agree with that. I think the fact that he has thrown 31 touchdown passes has a lot to do with Andy Reid and with his weapons. I think there's no question.
Yes.
But if he had gone to the Jets or the Bills or whatever, some other team, I do believe we would be talking about him still as one of the great up-and-coming young quarterbacks in the league.
I agree with that. I think his talent.
You can't hide that talent, right?
Yes.
I think the fact that he's an MVP candidate can be traced to the roster and to Andy Reid. But the fact that he is a stud would have been true anywhere.
Yes, I think that seems to be, because like when you look at the throws that he makes, when you look at the plays that he makes, those aren't like fluke plays that are like, well, the guy is clearly gifted.
Right. No, it's tragic.
Well, this is a fun one. I heard Bennett mention this on Jason and John show, and so I thought it was very important to note. Currently, the Tennessee Titans have the number one scoring defense, allowing only 16.78 points per game. Hashtag big facts.
No, that's impressive. They give up some yards, I think. I don't think they're number one in yardage defense. I think, honestly, that may be my beloved Buffalo Bills. But there's no question. I mean, you pointed out yesterday that Mariota, the transformation, his return to health has made a huge difference. But obviously, defensively, they are playing lights out. When is holding Tom Brady without a touchdown pass is no small accomplishment. And we talked about it yesterday. Their season's probably going to come down. They have every opportunity to win the South, and they're going to have to go to Houston and they're going to have to beat the Texans. But not the names. They don't have the names on the defense that Texans have on their defense, right?
No, they definitely not.
But they're outperforming them, and in the end, that's what matters.
Yes, there's no question about that. And then finally,
by the way, speaking of Nashville, did you see they did get a piece of Amazon?
They got the
Amazon 5,000 jobs.
Yeah, they're not getting a headquarter, but they are getting their own office in Nashville that will have 5,000 jobs. I did see that.
Right. My view on this Nashville thing is, it's a little bit like hating Calipari.
Yeah. Go on.
In the end, it's kind of fun to do, right?
Yes.
But it's not that productive, because the truth is that in the end, like, Calipari's going to win a lot of games, and so it'll frustrate you to hate Calipari in the end, right? It was like rooting against Tiger Woods back when he was Tiger Woods.
Yes.
You could choose to do that. I know people who did, but it was a losing proposition if you did. And I hate to say it, I think hating Nashville, I mean, what do you say about this? That would be negative. You say, the traffic, which is already horrible, is only going to get worse. Or the people who are already insufferable are only going to become more insufferable. But Nashvillians aren't insufferable compared to, Manhattanites who think that that's the only place in the world to live, or L.A. people who think that's the only place in the world to live. So I have fun hating on Nashville. But my large objection to Nashville is only the way they view Memphis. That's what the whole thing it boils down to. And would Memphis love it? Would we be celebrating if we got 5,000 new jobs?
Heck
in Memphis?
Yeah.
Of course we would. Yeah, absolutely. In the meantime, I enjoy living in Memphis, and that's all fine. So go tight. What's next?
All right. Our last one is Baker Mayfield is the fourth rookie in NFL history with as many or more touchdown passes than incompletions in a game. Hashtag big facts.
You had to get the Baker Mayfield thing in there. You could have gone with the Tom Brady.
Did you not see how awesome
one.
Baker was?
Yes, I did. Let's go with the Tom Brady futility one, though. That plays more to my strength. I like that.
All right. The Patriots lost 31-10 on Sunday to the Titans. It is their third double-digit road loss this season. This is New England's most losses in a season in that fashion since 2008, a season in which Tom Brady only played one game.
Okay, and then the question is that, you know, we've been waiting for the Patriots to be done, right?
Yes.
I'm not ready to pronounce them done because of what happened to the Titans or because of that big fact you just gave me, are you?
No, I think it's more of a reflection on the scoring that we're seeing in the NFL league-wide. I think scores are just going to be wider, so therefore your losses are going to be wider.
Right. Sadly, I'm not ready to declare this over. No.
Yes, I think that's more than fair. Jeff, we appreciate it, my man.
Hey, thanks for holding down the fort. I'll talk to you tomorrow from Baton Rouge as I head back, and we'll be taking apart what happened in tonight's game between LSU and Memphis.
We will look forward to tomorrow, Jeff. Be safe.
Thanks.
When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. We'll have the closing argument, fight of the day. We'll tell you what's coming up next right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Stick around. You're listening to Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 57cash.com yesterday, and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 57cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 57cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 57cash.com will give me the cash I need fast?
If you need extra cash fast, go to 57cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Poirier for Firehouse Subs. You know, at Firehouse Subs, they make their subs just the way you like them. Hot, hearty, and extraordinary. And now, there's a new reason to visit Firehouse Subs. The new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub. It's a hearty serving of savory hot steak with crispy fried onions and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. You heard me. Beer, cheese, sauce. But the mouth-watering new Pub Steak Sub is on tap for a limited time only. Order at firehousesubs.com or on the app, and they'll have your hot sub ready to pick up at the Rapid Rescue to Go station inside Firehouse Subs. And remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Are you ready for fall leaves, hoodies, pumpkins, and cool weather? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Call Choate's today to schedule your $60 furnace tune-up to make sure your heater is ready for the cold months ahead. Our $60 furnace tune-up includes a 15-point safety inspection with a free camera inspection of your heat exchanger to make sure it is not leaking any dangerous carbon monoxide. Right now is also a great time to get your air ducts cleaned and to make sure your indoor air quality is top-notch. Don't forget, Choate's is also there for all your plumbing needs. From our $99 drain cleanings, our tankless water heater financing specials, or visit one of our two kitchen and bath showrooms, for any of your remodel ideas. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
It's an old fortune teller machine.
Yeah, I think I've got a quarter.
Soon, prescription drugs will put you in the poorhouse, not a beach house.
There goes our nest egg.
How did he know about our plans for a beach house?
I see everything.
Whoa. Oh, my. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about affordable Part D prescription drug plans? Give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans. We've got you covered.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small business is on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Black Friday prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Many health conditions such as high blood pressure are connected to gum disease in your mouth. Good thing their signs can be detected in a routine dental exam covered by a Delta Dental of Tennessee plan. Learn more at coveryourmouth.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Waiting on a good day. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Many thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining the show today. He joined us from the road again tonight. The Tigers taking on the Bayou Bengals down in LSU, a game that you can see on the SEC Network at 6 o'clock. It's now time to wrap this bad boy up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
Yeah, our closing argument is going to be more or less so we can tell you what's coming up next here on the show.
Here's what's coming up next.
Beg your pardon, I should say what's coming up next here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And what's coming up next on the Jason and John Show, Dane Bradshaw, who's going to call the game tonight between Memphis and LSU. Again, 6 o'clock tonight, SEC Network for that. Dane's going to join their program at 12:45. Norton Hand of Team Thad will also join their program at 1:25. I'll be hosting the Eric Hasseltine Show. Eric's going to join me at the top of the program. Jonah Jordan will join me as well on the program. Also going to have my buddy John Wiener. He's got a brand new documentary that's going to debut on WMC TV5 on Saturday. We'll discuss that and more. GP, of course, today. Keith Easterwood. Jeff will join live from Baton Rouge at 5 o'clock. Also, Orlando Magic stud Jonathan Isaacs will join the program at 5:30. Again, many thanks to Jeff, many thanks to Gary, many thanks to Chris Harrington. However, now I got to make way for real talent. Jason and John Show is coming up next.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
It's beautiful, cooler weather, so it's the perfect time to get to Outdoors, Inc. to get yourself outfitted to get outdoors. They've got new Patagonia, new North Face, and new Arc'teryx clothing. They've got new Hoka running shoes. They've got new 2019 Cannondale bicycles. And, of course, all these products, lifetime quality, and covered by the store's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Outdoors, Inc. is a family business that has been outfitting Memphians since 1974. They've got a Midtown location on Union Avenue and East Memphis locations on Germantown Parkway and Poplar Avenue. So head on over to Outdoors, Inc., where the service is as high quality as the clothes.
Hi, folks. Bob Burkin for Sunrise Buick GMC. Wait until the time's right to buy that new or used car or truck. Well, get rolled on the Sunrise because your waiting's over. 800 new cars and trucks to choose from. Discounts up to $10,000. Factory rebates high as $5,000. Immediate financing low as 0%. A $5 million used car inventory specializing in cars and trucks under $10,000. Credit not so hot? It's okay. Sunrise has a financing plan for everyone. If you like saving money, it doesn't get any better than this partner. Check us out at sunrisememphis.com. Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville. We make it fun to buy a car again.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Want to bet?
Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clogged drains, putting a damper in your day? We'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped-up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.